The year was 1918, and America was at war with Germany. The place was aboard the USS George Washington in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The men involved were a lowly seaman by the name of Byron Bickell and the President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson. The USS George Washington was a troop transport. It had originally been a German luxury liner, and it had been at anchor in New York Harbor at the outbreak of World War I, and the U.S. government confiscated it and refitted it. On this particular voyage, it was carrying not only troops to the battlefront, but also the commander-in-chief, the president, who was going to Paris to begin the talks that would eventually lead to the end of the war. Now, there was a great deal of concern on that voyage because the waters were still threatening due to German U-boats and because the president was aboard. So the captain gave orders that there would be no lights on above the waterline during the darkness of the night. For you see, a single light would pierce the darkness at sea for over 10 miles. Seaman Bickell was on sentry duty in the middle of that night, and President Wilson was unable to sleep, perhaps because of a headache, or perhaps because he was preoccupied about what lay ahead for him. So the president decided to take a stroll on deck. As was his custom, he reached for a cigar in his coat pocket and struck a match, igniting a bright red glow at the end of that cigar. As Seaman Bickell made his rounds and approached him, he noticed the glow, and he was surprised to see who it was who had lit the cigar. He recalled his orders, and he summoned his courage and approached the president, and he said, "Sir, throw that cigar overboard." Startled, the president responded, "Pardon me? Sir, throw that cigar overboard," repeated Seaman Bickell. After a moment's hesitation, the president tossed it into the sea. This was probably the last time in recorded history of an enlisted man giving a direct order to the commander-in-chief and being obeyed. This is a true story. Byron Bickell was my grandfather. Now, with all due respect to my grandpa, I say to you, do not extinguish the light. Do not throw overboard the light of your faith that can shine in the darkness of the night. My friends, now is the time for the light of your faith to break into the darkness, a darkness which threatens us on so many fronts today. The threat against the definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. The threat against the unborn. The threat against the frail, the elderly, and the ill. The threat against just treatment of migrants, prisoners, and immigrants.